In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. And so, you know, we've been, the first part we talked a little bit how he changes the word, but now I want you to see what doctrine he uses. Because let me tell you, he's preaching the word of God. Satan is not out of the bars and in the whorehouses. He's in the churches deceiving millions based upon the word of God. And so you as a person need to be able to say, okay, how do I know? How do I know? And really, that's the whole key. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse I've used quite often, but we're going to use it again this morning in the sense of thing, and I know it's hot. Did anyone check the air condition? Huh? It's probably 73, but it's just the humidity is high and it's hot outside. The heat index is supposed to be 105 today. Unbelievable. And this is only June. I'm like, it's amazing. So, 2 Corinthians 11, I want you to read with me in verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Now, when I hear that, I'm thinking, what? I mean, if anything, you would want to be an apostle of Christ. Amen? I mean, just on the initial reading, say, well, how could that be satanic? Well, the problem is, if you go back to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that doctrine is different than the doctrines through Romans, through Philemon. And so if you take Larry asked to erase this, and I'm just going to modify it here some. Over here in the cross, I'm going to put the cross here. The doctrine of Matthew through John and the doctrine of Romans through Philemon over here is different. And the problem that the people during this age, if they're trying to do the things back here, you're already in trouble. You got it? Satan would deceive you into believing. And I'll give you an example. Not very difficult, but I'm going to use a thing that everybody wonders about, and that is tongues. Is tongues for today? Well, no.
It's a question.
You asked.
1 Corinthians 14:22.
When y'all are done, I'll start back up. Can I preach?
Yeah,
all right. I mean, you know, it's okay. I mean, I'm not a pulpit hog. I'm not.
You didn't have to tell us to answer.
You guys just, you're like my wife. You keep arguing even though I had stopped.
You're saying when we respond.
Don't keep going.
Well,
they can't hear you according to some of these people already. They said they can't hear you, but we don't have a sound man adjusting the sound to the room. But that's the best we can do with the best we've got. Tongues were a very, very vital, important part, even in the early part of Paul's ministry. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because people don't know whether it's godly or not. In fact, there's a huge debate. Now, remember, what are Satan's workers doing? transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And go to Acts chapter 2. Hold on to 1 Corinthians, and we're going to turn right back. Go to Acts chapter 1. Or 2, I guess, is what we're going to use. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. It didn't say it was fire. And by the way, that's the reference point that they use of Matthew chapter 3 to say they're speaking in tongues with fire. But the two references are totally different. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. You see that? Now, these people had the power. They had the unction. They were able to speak in different languages. It'd be like, I'm always amazed at Pentecostals. And I'm not trying to down anybody. I'm not trying to put anyone down. That's not the point. I'm amazed that these people who had the Spirit didn't have to go to language school to learn a different language to go on the mission field. I don't think that even made a bump there. They just spoke it. They spoke a different language without ever... It'd be like, do we have an interpreter here? Let's try. Buenas noches, calientes de que mar latín de sasarara. Huh? That was a different language. Can anyone speak Spanish? Now, I heard I had perfect dialect from a Spanish teacher. You heard the Kmart part. That's good. Good night, Kmart shoppers. Our store is now closed. But the point that I'm saying with that, it would be like you being able to say that without ever knowing. You would just say, hey, our store is closed, and they would hear it in their language. You wouldn't have to go to language school. Does that make sense? These people had the ability from the Holy Spirit to speak foreign languages like that. Well, they did have the unction. I mean, it wasn't like they... I mean, they had the unction, and they, boom, like that, had that language. Well, in churches today that teach the Pentecostal blessing, when they go off to... mission work, they all go and learn their language for 2 years before they go. Now, something's wrong with that picture. Y'all understand? But I know something about tongues. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The tongues were never intended to help you believe. It was, though, given so that the Jews would believe. And I can take you all the way back in the Old Testament. Moses and whatever, talking to Israel. You know, he threw down the snake, rod, and it turned into a what? He put his hand in his chest, in his shirt, and pulled it out, and it was... And he put it back in, and it was white as snow. And the point that I'm making is the Jews have always required a sign. All the way. I mean, isn't nothing new. So it isn't like a doctrine that just all of a sudden came in. And it was predominant in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Verse 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. And the Jews require a what? What do they require? Man, that's clear. Well, what are tongues? Well, look in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 22. Verse 22. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 22. Wherefore, tongues are for a what? Who requires a sign? The Jews require a sign. So somebody using tongues over here would be for the Jews. Who is Paul the apostle to?
Gentiles.
Now, he's trying to save some Jews at the beginning of his ministry, right? And so these signs for the Jews would still need to be there. Amen?
Amen.
And they were. But somewhere toward the end of the book of Acts, when he goes to those seers, those that had cursed, God isn't doing any more. And for now, this period of time, until the rapture or the catching out, there are no signs for today. So how would we know if someone was being used of Satan? They would try to do a doctrine that is not for us at this point. Boy, that would deceive us. How would we know? It's in the Bible, right? I can see tongues in the Bible, can't y'all? So you say, it's in the Bible. And so people go, well, that proves that it's God. Well, that would be a failure to rightly divide, because look what Paul warns about the deception. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Look what he warns about. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, look if you will in verse 9. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. Even him who is coming after the working of Satan. Who?
Satan.
You got it? Satan. With all power and signs and lying wonder. Why? The Jews require a sign. Well, that would not be true for this dispensation. And so people that are doing the signs, we would know, would be working after who?
Satan.
Got it? Dan, do you have this, brother?
Yes.
Satan. Can you say that?
No.
That's why I'm the preacher. You know, I have learned a lot by listening to music. It's very fascinating how people sing. You know, most people sing la 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 la. But a good singer doesn't do that. A good singer goes la 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 la. I mean, almost like a joke sound, but when they put it with the music, it sounds phenomenal. I was showing Brenda that on a song the other day. And you would never say the thing that he said in a song and sing it like. You would sing, la, 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 you know. But it wouldn't sound right. And it's kind of funny how that works. Well, you got to be able to do that voice inflection when you're preaching. So I'm going to be listening to that in George's message Sunday. I'm going to give him a topic that's going to flip him out. I'm going to check it out too, brother. I'm bringing the verses. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he says, even him who's coming after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteous in them that what? Well, man, you don't want to be a part of that crowd. You understand? Well, they're doing signs and lying wonders at a time when they're not required. Why? Nobody's trying to save a Jew. If a Jew wants to get saved, you know what he has to do? He has to become like a Gentile. Hear it by faith and believe it. Well, wouldn't that mix some people up? Well, I'm not sure what's what. How do you know what's what? Well, I know what's up. Go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. See, I know the difference. I'm going to show you some proof text. Remember, we tried that in 1 John 4, verse 1. Believe not every spirit, but what? Try the spirits. Well, we're going to try some things. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself just transformed into the what? Into an angel of light. Wow. So how do we know? Well, if the whole Bible is written to us, you can tell whether people are believers pretty quick. Go to Mark 16. If you can't find it, it's Matthew, Mark, right before Luke. If you find Luke, it should be a back of page or toward the front. Shouldn't it be hard? Yes, sir. Yes.
At that time, the only other apostles were basically Peter and the 12, right? Or 11.
That's the one they're copying.
Okay. I just wanted to make that connection.
Yeah, no. He said, just make sure that you guys could hear it on the internet. He said, the apostles of Christ were Peter and the 11. Right. Yes. Who are the Satan starting to copy?
Peter
and the 11. They wouldn't follow the apostle Paul. Thus, we get works for salvation.
Right.
And on and on. But watch this. God put a proof text for everything He does in the Bible. In verse 15. Mark 16, verse 15. And He said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel. What gospel? The gospel of the kingdom. It isn't the gospel of the grace of God. It didn't go out there and preach the mystery that Paul preached. It wasn't go out there. It's preach the gospel of the kingdom as in Matthew 24, verse 14. You might want to put that if you have a Bible pen in your Bible. 14. 13 says, he that believeth and shall endure in the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world. That gospel of the kingdom is what's being preached here. Who would that kingdom be organized for?
Israel,
for the Jews. Well, that kingdom doesn't mean diddly to you. That's the other weird thing. You know that thing, well, I'll get to that maybe if I have time. That John 14 dealy-wheely.
Yeah.
You know, where he says, I go and I'll prepare a place for you, and if I told you it wasn't so, on and on. Those people are never going to leave planet Earth. There isn't anybody in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that went to heaven outside of Christ. Nobody gets to go. Did you know that, Ron? Not one place. Their hope is a kingdom here on earth that was promised. The land was in Jerusalem. That mosque where the Muslims put up, I hate to tell you, will come down. I can tell you, it's going to happen just as sure. And the battle lines, if you can't see them drawn, is between Jerusalem and the Muslims. Now let me tell you, that's a fact. And it's coming down the barrel, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to happen. We will, of course, be gone. But he said, preach the gospel to every creature. And he said this, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What happens if you're not baptized? So guess what everybody's going to preach? The baptism. See, over here, they would teach to be baptized, wouldn't they?
Yes.
How many churches teach you to be baptized?
Most.
Now, that's what it said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, what is Satan transforming themselves into? The apostles of Christ. Well, isn't that funny? The apostles of the Gentiles says this. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Aren't you glad you have me as a Bible teacher?
Yeah.
1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize. Huh? And then these people couldn't be saved. He talks about the one baptism of Ephesians chapter 4. One faith, one Lord, one baptism. And you know what that baptism is?
The Lord.
It's the Lord. It's into Christ. What did I say? Yes. Hang on just a second. Hand me the T-shirt. This is a great place for a good advertisement. Jeff figured it out. It says, why does the Bible seem to contradict itself? Mark 16:16 and 1 Corinthians, not Acts chapter 1, verse 17.
Hey, I was working with like 5 or 6 verses.
Well, I understand. Anyway, that's what our T-shirt's all about. That's a good little advertisement, isn't it? All right. For Christ sent me not to baptize. Look in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Well, that's the body of Christ, whether we be Jew or Gentile. We don't need a baptism. That's why he talks about in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5, he says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. How many baptisms? Well, how many did Peter preach? Look in Acts chapter 2. Look in Acts chapter 2. How many did Peter preach? Verse 38. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, as in Mark 16, verse 16. I would write that in there. In the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the
Holy Ghost.
Or the baptism of the Holy Ghost. How many baptisms is that? How many did Paul say? So the people that are preaching two baptisms are teaching the doctrine of what? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But how many baptisms for the church? One. You see how that works? You can't do both. So how many churches are teaching the one baptism?
One baptism.
Hey, wow. You got to be my Bible student. You got to yell out the right answer. You got it? How many churches out there are teaching the one baptism of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5? Can you name many, really, in the Montgomery area? I can't name one. And so the point goes, is who's directing the rest of them? It isn't God. The Holy Spirit would direct them correctly. The Holy Spirit would lead them in truth. Some other spirit is moving them along. But it isn't the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit knows.
And always agrees.
And all in total agreement, absolutely. So you can't have the one baptism of Ephesians chapter 4 and the two baptism of Acts chapter 2, but go back to Mark 16. Go to Luke and back up one page. People are being directed by something that isn't God. The only thing we have on planet Earth that has anything to do with God is this KJV.
Amen.
Only thing. We don't have... Hey, listen. I've been out fishing and I heard a small, still voice. It wasn't God. It was my dad saying, get away from the edge of the boat, you're going to fall in. You understand? There are no small, still voices. You're not going to walk along the path of your life and God whispers in your ear, oh, hello. I want to talk to you. I'm glad we're alone. I'm going to tell you what I want you to say. You know how I know that? How many know how I know that for a fact? Come on, a little bit more. Come on. George, you know. Come on. Bible students, how do we know that God isn't whispering into someone's ear? Did you hear him? He got it. Will you quit listening in there? You're annoying me. He said the right answer. Paul was the last one, and he fulfilled the Word of God. He completed it. There is no more necessary needs of God to talk to anyone. You've got it in your lap. It is the King James Bible. But the reason I know is Colossians chapter 1. He filled it up. If it's filled up, it doesn't need any more. You got it? So God, you're not going to be walking out in the woods, and if you hear a small, still voice, what would I recommend?
Run!
Run, Forrest, run! You know. And then hopefully you won't yell out, "He shot me in the buttocks." Because, you know, the shield doesn't work real well when you're running. Have you ever noticed that? If you hear a small, still voice, stop. It's not God. Everything you got from God is written in this King James Bible. All you have to do is believe it. Now, go to Mark. Y'all in Mark? You guys want to stick around a little while? 30 minutes, an extra hour? It's hot out there. Nobody wants to leave, do they? Y'all not hungry, are you? All right, I'm rolling, brother. I'm going to keep going until I'm done. Mark 16, verse 17. "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." And not talking about just, "It's not getting lubuki nah." And not what they're talking about. Yeah, you ever notice that they look like Satan when they say it? I've been like amazed. It's like, I don't know if Satan's Japanese, but you know, I'm like, man, I saw one. I'm like, I jumped back and said, "Oh, it's Satan!" Something like that, and ran. But
you know what they say? They say that they're like, in this world, there are like 6,000 languages. And somewhere in Africa or in Asia, there's a language that those people, just like you speak. Is that not right?
Yeah.
It's gibberish. Yeah. It's gibberish.
I appreciate that, Jerry. He says, "I'm ready for overtime." He's probably had lunch already. He's on Eastern Standard Time, so he's like ready now. But he said, "These signs shall follow them. They shall speak with new language." I've never heard anybody. You know, in fact, I've taken many people who said they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They swear that they got the Holy Ghost. And I told them to turn to Hezekiah. Look at this. Turn to Hezekiah chapter 2. Turn to Hezekiah chapter 2. No, I'm not kidding. Turn there. It's not in the Bible. And you know what they're doing? They're over there flipping their pages like they have the Holy Ghost. Hello? Hezekiah's not a book in the Bible. But that guy was turning, and I'm like, he's faking having the Holy Ghost. Something's not right with this Holy Ghost in here. Something's not quite right. And he says, after the working of Satan, signs and power and lying wonders. And he said, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. And you know what he said? He said, they're going to transform themselves into the apostles of Christ. Which is just absolutely the wrong doctrine for the church, the body of Christ. Amen. So you finally got to your favorite preacher. Is that it? He says, "No, I had lunch. I've been at church with Steve Atwood and now Barry Hampton. Can't get enough." That's the kind of guy I like. It was great meeting Jerry at the conference. "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any," did I try that again? "Any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, it did not say you can drink some deadly thing, get sick, and recover. It said it would not even hurt you if you had the Holy Ghost. Amen? So I asked a guy at one of the Bible classes up in Kentucky to drink Clorox. Is that fatal if it's taken? He believed he had the Holy Ghost. And I said, I believe you don't have it. I believe you're lying. He said, no, I've got the Holy Ghost. I can speak in tongues. I said, that's impressive. Here's some deadly stuff. Drink it. And Miss Carrie there was going, don't let him drink it. He'll die. And I said, he ain't going to drink it because he knows better. He knows he doesn't have it.
You're tempting God.
That's what they claimed. I was tempting God. I wasn't tempting God. I was trying to see whether he was a believer. He's the one tempting him. Hey, God said he could do it. He said in 1 John 4, try the Spirit. Well, it said that those that were saved, look at verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be what? Saved. And he that believeth not shall be what? Damned. And these signs shall follow them that what? Now, God said that. And it said if they take up serpents or if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they recovered. Well, what happened to old Roberts? He died. Hello? Let me try that again. He died. You know why? Tongues and signs are not for what? Today. You know what's also amazing to me? Oral Roberts healed everybody, but he couldn't heal his eyesight because he still wore glasses all the way to the end.
That's right.
And I'd like to see fat people get skinny. I want... No! Gluttony is a sin, amen? And they go and bop their heads. I'd like to see someone the size of Carlton go down to the size of Larry. That would freak me out. Now, I wouldn't believe it's of God, but that would be impressive. Amen? Y'all understand? Bill, do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, come on. I've seen, where they had the lame walk. Hey, get a fat person to go skinny right on the screen, man. Just shoo.
I'd like to see my foot grow back.
Man, that would be cool as all get out. He's got a half a foot. If you need to measure 3.5 feet, use yours and him and you're perfect. You know? Well, he's a little short on the one toe. You might be like 1/4 inch off because they took the big toe off.
Just call me 4 toes.
So he's got 4 toes and 1/2 foot. I'd like to go to a healing service and see those little things just go, beep! Man, that would be impressive. You know why you don't see that? Because it can't happen. And if it does, who's behind it? And you know how he's going to deceive the people on the earth? He's going to use miracles. Hey, he's changing himself into the apostles of Christ. Go to Revelation 13. You know that it can't be good when you're in Revelation 13. And we're going to go to verse 13. You know it's bad. Yeah, you don't even have to ask. It's like going to... You know, that's just bad stuff. So, see, Satan is up to a plan. And Satan has got the ploy going on. Man, let me tell you what. You don't have to be deceived. What you need to do is learn who your apostle is and what's going on today. You get the doctrine today? You know what? Paul couldn't even heal himself. Couldn't heal Timothy. What happened to Paul's power? Go to Revelation 13, verse 13. And he doth great wonders so that he make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those what?
Miracles.
What is Satan going to use the Antichrist?
Miracles.
And they're going to be deceived to believe he's God. Man, listen, let me tell you what. I watched some of the snake handlers. Did you all see that on 2020 back a couple, 3 or 4 years ago with the snake handlers of North Alabama?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, What some of them did die, but all of them, listen to me, every single one of them showed signs that they were snake bit.
Right.
Swelling, black and blue. A couple of them died, but every one of them, Brother John made it through. Got bit 14 times and made it through. Well, it didn't say that in Mark 16. It said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Now they take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. No pain, no swelling, no signs. Notice that when Paul got bit by the viper in Acts, he just shook it off, threw it into the fire, and not one thing ever happened to Paul. That's how it was, boys and girls. Listen, don't be deceived. The fiery darts of the wicked are coming, and you need the shield of faith. You need to be able to know what Satan is up to today and know what's right and what is wrong, not based upon your emotions or your feeling. Don't say, well, I feel like it's the other way. Who cares about your feeling? What does the Word of God say? Look in 1 Timothy chapter 6. I'm just getting warmed up. I think I'm going to go another hour. I think there'd be some of you guys would quit on me. Bill Brown writes, amen, brother. You must be hungry. Are you taking me to lunch afterwards? Okay. All right, well, that might be good. You buying? All right, I was just checking. First Timothy chapter 6. That's not what I want. Where is the verse where he... 1 Timothy 5, not 6. That's where it is. I'm sorry. It's on my 6th page. That's why I keep remembering 6 when I turn to that page. It has no 1 Timothy on there. 1 Timothy 5. That's why he told Timothy this. Verse 22. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partakers of other men's sin. Keep thyself pure. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine, and that's, I hate to tell you, it's probably the fermented kind. For thy stomach's sake and thy often infirmities. Well, why don't you just heal them, Paul? Why don't you just whip out and bop them on the head? I mean, man, listen, Paul, who wrote one half the New Testament, traveled all over in 3 missionary journeys, and yet Benny Hinn could touch him and be fixed. But Paul couldn't lay his hands on Timothy, his beloved brother, and cure him of his ailment. Told him to take a little wine. How come Benny Hinn doesn't tell him to take a little wine?
It don't make money.
Wine. That's pretty good acting, isn't it? Why, that was not fermented wine. That was grape juice. Okay, drink grape juice. He didn't heal them. You know why?
Something changed.
Something changed. So the people that are acting like they're the 12 apostles over here wouldn't be right for the doctrine over here under Paul. Over here, they could heal people and they'd get well. Over here, Paul tells them to use a little wine for thy stomach's sake. That's why we go to Jeff's house. Jeff says, we're alone, preacher. We got a big privacy fence. Would you like a glass? The neighbors don't
What's
know.
His address now?
Yeah. What time you going to be home? I got an errand to run, but I'll be there later.
Y'all understand? You can't preach what Matthew, Mark, Luke, John was preaching today and get it straight. You're going to be fouled up. And you know what Satan's doing? Doing that exact thing. They go to churches. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. 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 And you tell them, turn to Philemon. They go, where? Where? Yeah, turn to Hezekiah. You know what? If they had the Spirit, like they say they have it, go to 1 John 2. How many has been to a Pentecostal church that they spoke in tongues? Raise your hand. Okay. All right. What are you doing in there, Mary? You hiding from me?
No.
Okay. Now think about it for a minute, boys and girls. Listen. How many's been to a Pentecostal church? Raise your hand again. All right, a good portion of you. How many had a Bible teacher where they had Sunday school for the kids or whatever? You know, most of them do, right? Mm-hmm. Well, according to the people that have the unction, according to the Bible, you don't need a teacher.
Right.
What I would be doing would be mute. Look at this. In 1 John 2, say, well, I believe in 1 John 1, 9. Yeah, but you don't believe in 1 John 2, verse 27. But the anointing which you have received of Him, that is, of God, abideth in you, everybody help me, and you need not that any man teach you. You got it? Well, why would they have Bible schools? Why would they have Oral Roberts University? Why would they do that? If you have the unction from the Holy One and you know all things, baby, you don't need me. Look what he says. But the same anointing you teaches you all things. How many things?
All.
And that is and is truth and is no lie. Even if he hath been he hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now, man, listen, if that was true today, I don't need to be up here teaching you the Bible. Amen? But you know, that's funny because God told Paul, look in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. Sorry. You guys were wrong. You just failed the test. Yell it out louder so they can hear you fail. That's more embarrassing. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach. Well, Paul's telling you you ought to teach faithful men who can teach. When 1 John is saying you don't need that anybody teach you, the anointing that you have teaches you what? Man, you've got to either take the Bible at what it means or you better leave it alone. If they have the Holy Spirit, like the ones in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, remember what Jesus told them. Go to Matthew chapter 10.
All those apostles didn't go to seminary?
That's right. All those apostles didn't need to go to seminary. They had it. Verse what?
19.
Who said that? My wife? Of course, because I wash her with the Word. She's brilliant. Not only beautiful, but brilliant. I take the time to bathe my wife in the Word of God. Next time I want to hear Missy yelling it out, Jeff. You got to bathe her. Take the time. I know. It's wonderful. Gosh, nothing better than a woman that's been bathed. Verse 9, I'm in the Word. You guys, I heard the mumbling in the background. Like, I'm saying, verse 19, but when they deliver you up, take no thought or how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall what? Who's going to do that? The Holy Ghost. You know what Paul says? He didn't tell you not to take any thought. Go back to 2 Timothy. I don't know what you'd do without me. Learning to rightly divide, it's all inside. Where, go ahead, yell it out. 15? No, I'm not even going to 15. You guys need this lesson, I can tell. Verse 7. Remember, he said not to think about what you're going to speak. But in verse 7, he says, consider what I say. Well, you can't consider and not take thought. You're either in Matthew not taking thought, or you're in Paul's considering. Which one are you doing? If you have the holy unction, if you have the Holy Ghost, guess what? You don't need to consider. But Paul tells you to consider what I say, and the Lord will give the understanding in all things. Well, hold it. The ones in 1 John, verse 20, will go back to 1 John. There is something about these people that aren't quite right. Turn to Hezekiah. Boy, I had that preacher flipping his page. Filled with the Holy Ghost, spoke in tongues, and I'm flipping his page. And I'm like, yeah, you're so out of it, it's unbelievable. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Yes, ma'am. Where did I tell you? 2, verse 20. Remember what he said, consider what I say, and the Lord will give the understanding. But this is what it said in 1 John. But you have an unction from the Holy One, everybody, and you know all things. If you have the unction from the Holy One, would you know all things? Would you know if Hezekiah was not in the Bible? Bakers. You could test the spirits and try them and see. Say, shut your Bible. Anybody here think they got the unction from the Holy One? Shut your Bible for a minute. Let me test you. Shut your Bible if you got it. And read me Psalms 133, verse 4. It'll come to you because God will give it to you. How come it ain't coming? I don't even know if there's a Psalm 133. You got it? I don't know. You know how I would know? I'd have to go and consider it. I'd have to open the pages and think about it. You got it? Yes, Ron.
Is it not right that, I mean, everything that God gives you to use, but the key element is you have to be open and ready to accept it.
I'm not understanding in the context what you're saying.
Well, he gives us the mentality to understand and to reason, but I mean we have to be open and ready to receive it.
If you do, but
closed mind.
Yeah, but even more than that is you can't do it without a teacher. See, God, in the dispensation of grace, chose teachers. I would never have got it if Brother Moore hadn't taught me.
Right.
And now all I'm doing is regurgitating. It's really kind of a boring job if you think about it. You don't have to invent new things or come up with new doctrine. Just teach some of the simple stuff.
That's right. But there's also, I think where he's headed is, things of the natural man are never going to be understood by those that are...
That's true.
Those in the spirit will understand.
That is true.
That men in the natural will never understand.
No, absolutely. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But you do have to be open, and you do have to have the Spirit of God, but you got to have a teacher lead you. And God designed the body of Christ in that way so that you can be taught. And you have to consider it. You have to go, hey, what I want you to do is take what I said today, go home and study for a week or two. I've heard people take what I've taken and turn around and preach it before they ever even studied it. You're in trouble. You know what? You need to go home and think about it and meditate upon it and pray about it and study it and then preach it if you think it's to be true. And guys, listen, let me tell you what. Satan has been hurling darts and wiles at the congregations for years, to the point that they don't even know who God is. They wouldn't know what God's up to. Asked a guy the other day, "You think God supposed to be filled with the Holy Ghost?" This guy, "You think there's anything that would send you to hell?" "Why, yeah, if you blasphemed." And so I said, "You want to know what the Word of God says about it?" And this is where we'll end today. I want you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and this is where we'll end today. Verse 19. Did you get it? You have failed the test today. To wit, well, this is the part that I showed them. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. Everybody help me. Not imputing their trespasses unto them. Is God imputing any trespasses unto you?
No.
Any?
No.
How about if you committed murder?
No.
How about if you went out and cussed?
No.
How about if you were drunk? God is not imputing their trespasses unto them. Can anyone say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
That's good news.
Amen.
That right there tells me that that guy didn't have the Holy Spirit. Because what is the Holy Spirit saying? God is not imputing your trespasses. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. So what spirit was in him? It was something other than the spirit of this book. You got it? Something other than the spirit of this book. Because you know what? I didn't judge his actions. I judged what came out of his mouth. You know, the Bible says it's not what goes in a man that defiles him, but what comes out. I listened to what he said. You wonder how I know you're lost? By the words you... Not by your action. I hear your words. Your words are what condemn you. Whether they line up with the Word of God or they don't. And it, you know those people up in Kentucky? I heard their voices change completely. I was talking to Leonard last night on the phone, and Leonard's all fired up. And Brenda got off and he says, "Man, that man's going to be a preacher." I said, "Baby, you've only heard them. You ought to hear Wild Man Muslim up there and David Z and, you know, all those guys." Their whole language changed. The Beatles aren't listening today because he's during harvest time. The next 2 weeks he's going to be busy. But all those guys, every one of them, their language changed. Not to align to Barry's doctrine, but to align with the Word of God. And they post these passages up on Facebook, and those passages are right and in accordance to the Word of God. Very exciting.